this is amazing because when I meditate, there's always this question that came up in my head. Why is it so long? It's 10 minutes. It's 20 minutes. Why is it so long? And it just dawned on me, the reason it's so long, it's that is normal time. When the mind kicks in, as we get older, we keep talking, oh, how life goes faster and faster. It's because the mind is going faster and faster and faster and faster. We don't see it.
That's right.
So when you turn it off, you go into normal time, it becomes slow, it becomes quiet.
Yeah. That's a very big realization because I have shared with the others, but it's a little bit off wall. When the collective mind becomes more thinking, more technology makes it more thinking and all of that. Actually, because the time and space is connected to the mind, it will start taking a very much faster momentum, accelerated. Because of that, the silent time is crucial because it seems like everyone wants to get someplace. But honestly, if I can talk through my 50 years of experience, there is nowhere to arrive. It's just the motion of arriving, it's the motion of getting there. And the difference between a wise man or a wise woman than ordinary people is the realization that collective mind is going fast, but I'm going the other way at times. This is why when COVID came, we accelerated our meetings by 100 times. We met every afternoon. We met in the evening because we were just counter affecting the situation that was happening. So Baba said it. He said in Kali Yuga, the dark age, also as hard as it is on humanity, the possibility of enlightenment or recognizing yourself or ending the suffering is much easier than any other yoga. He said that. I was there. So here we are taking advantage of what is happening here by keeping still and learning how to be peaceful, because the more peaceful you are, the farther you are from the activity of the mind and the world.